Welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 11, verse number 20. Mark 11, verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remember, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. And so the Lord Jesus, on that second day after his triumphant entry, the day that he enters in into Jerusalem and cleanses the temple, he was hungry. He would have eaten figs off of this tree. It wasn't the time of figs yet. He found no figs on the tree, and then he cursed the tree that no tree would ever eat of it again. Eat of it again. And so, they go on in, he cleanses the temple, and then they go back to Bethany. And then they come back the next day, and Peter says, look, this tree's dried up from the roots. Look how fast, because a tree wouldn't dry up that fast normally. That tree was good for firewood then. It was dry enough. That's what I understand that to be. And the Lord Jesus Christ starts off something that he's going to say here with answering to the disciples when Peter points this out, have faith in God. Israel had not been obedient to her Lord and became cursed of her Lord. All the things he promised her, all the things he said he would do to her enemies, that if she left him, he would do that and worse to her. He has done and will do. His nation has become cursed of him. Why? She didn't believe him. The nation, the people of the nation, the generations of the nation, as a whole, did not believe the Lord. And so last time we talked about, don't you be in that position where you don't believe the Lord and come to a place of, or be found in a place of condemnation and cursing by God. It's a terrible place to be. And there's no deliverance from it. Only by salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. He goes on to say here, and Jesus answering verse 22 of Mark 11, Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, and what mountain to the hands? Well, it's the Mount of Olives. Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. The Lord is saying, have faith in God. If you're in a situation and you have a need where this mountain needs to be removed for the honor and glory and praise of God, and you have faith in the Lord to do that, he will move that mountain. Because, see, we live and we operate by his power. And it's not for us to be a show-off. It's not for us to please ourselves or serve ourselves. It's all in the pursuit of honoring and worshiping and praising and serving God. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And so the things that we have need of, the things that we desire, pray unto the Lord and ask him for them, and believe that he is able to give them if that's the best for us, and we will have. We'll have an answer from the Lord. We'll have assurance, a grace, and comfort from the Lord. And when ye stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any. This is before they say they come and ask for forgiveness. He says here, when you pray and stand before the Father, asking him to forgive you. You be forgiving. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. A prerequisite to desiring forgiveness from the Lord is to be a forgiver of others, even before they've even asked for forgiveness. Well, I thought you couldn't forgive somebody before they ask for forgiveness. Oh, yeah, we can. We surely can. What goes on in our heart is all connected to what we harbor and what we let pass. To forgive. Do you want the Lord to forgive you? Be forgiving. Now understand, it is true that the public, whether it just be between two individuals or it be between two individuals and many more, the public acknowledgement of repentance and that public declaration of forgiveness can't come about until one does say, I'm sorry, I apologize for what I did, it was wrong. So there is a public repentance, even though it would be a private matter between the two, when one that has done wrong comes to the other and says, I did you wrong, I apologize for that, I should not have done that, that was wrong for me to do. And then you publicly, between you and them, you forgive them and you tell them so. But before even such a meeting would take place, though we as the children of God and mankind in general should be forgiving, we should forgive those that trespass against us, as the Lord instructs in the model prayer, that we might be forgiven of our Heavenly Father. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And so, see, this is a thing that we can't trick God on. It's got to be not feigned forgiveness of the lips, but it needs to be heart forgiveness and not holding a grudge. Oh, honor where one is compromised, honor has to be regained and trust has to be regained. But forgiveness can be genuine and is to be given that way. Have faith in God. Have faith in God for the obstacles in our life. Have faith in God for those things that we desire. Have faith in God that He will avenge His people. We need to forgive. If there's any vengeance that'll take place, it'll be taken place and be perfectly transacted by our Lord. Have faith in God. Verse 27, and they come again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, so he's back at the temple again, there come to him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, and saying to him, by what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority to do these things? And Jesus answered and said unto them. So once again, the religious leaders catch the Lord Jesus in the temple. They catch the Lord Jesus, and this time they ask him, what's your authority for riding in here on a colt with such a procession as that was? A kingly, a worshipful procession. They declaring Hosanna in the highest, and blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, and blessed be the kingdom of our father David. What authority do you have to warrant that and bring that to yourself? What authority do you have to sit on that colt and ride on that colt and receive that worship and that honor? What authority do you have? What makes it to where you can do that? What authority do you have to come in here into the temple and cast out the money changers and those that are selling animals and trading there on the temple property? What authority do you have to do that? And they come to him asking him, what gives you the right? And Jesus answered, verse 29, and said unto them, I will also ask of you one question, and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. So the Lord poses it to him and said, I'm going to ask you a question too. You've asked me a question about my authority. I want to ask you a question too. You answer that question, then I'll answer your question. The baptism of John, and he's speaking of John the Baptist, not John the Apostle, but John the Baptist, his forerunner, the one that came in the power of Elijah, the one that was saved from his mother's womb, the work of God, the salvation of the Lord. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Answer me. So the Lord Jesus puts it on him. He says, John the Baptist, was he sent from heaven, or is that just his idea? Was he directed by God Almighty, our God, the God that you claim and the God that I say and know is my Father and that has sent me? Was John's ministry from heaven, or is that just something he cooked up? Answer me. And they reason with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say, why then did ye not believe him? But if we shall say of men, they feared the people, for all men counted John that he was a prophet indeed, and indeed he was. And they answered and said unto Jesus, we cannot tell. And Jesus answering saith unto them, neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. What's that all about? Well, in summary, John had been prophesied about. Now, these men that come to the Lord, who are they? The chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Again, these are the top drawer authority and leadership amongst the Jews religiously. And they come to the Lord asking him about his authority. And so then he comes, he returns a question, says, well, what about John the Baptist? Was he from heaven, or was he his own idea of men? And they reasoned in themselves, if we say from heaven, he will say, why then did ye not believe him? And so a telling thing is told to us here. They didn't believe John's preaching, did they? And what was John's preaching? John's preaching was totally and completely about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what John's preaching was. Totally and completely about the Lord Jesus Christ. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And if we say that John the Baptist's ministry was man-cooked, man-authored, well, then the people are going to rise up against us, and we're going to have a problem with the people. Because you know what? The people counted John as a prophet indeed. And the thing is, he is. He is a prophet indeed. He was and he is. So they answered unto Jesus, we can't tell it. We can't, it's not saying that we don't know, I don't believe. It's that we're not going to say. And Jesus answering saith unto them, I'm not going to tell you by what authority I do these things. See, Jesus had a forerunner. The King of Glory was coming, and he had a forerunner sent by his Father. And all kings do have a forerunner. They do. They have one that comes before them that declares that they are coming, and John did. And it was prophesied about John in the Old Testament scriptures. Who's there with these fellows? The scribes, the fellows that know the scriptures. And you know what? It was prophesied about Jesus that he would come too. And you know what? He was right on time. So the Lord says, I'm not going to tell you by what authority I do these things. You'll just have to figure that out yourselves. See, if they don't receive the preaching of John, they're not going to receive the Lord Jesus Christ either, because they see all of it as an unsettling of their little fiefdom and their little control. How about you? Do you hear and believe what the Lord has done? Do you hear and believe his truth, the truth of his word, and that Christ has been sent as Savior? That this is the important work of God, and not a hobby with the Lord, but a great work indeed that he's done amongst this creation, that he's sent his Son to be the Savior of sinners. We point you to him. Repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and His gospel for the salvation of your soul. But I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.